B'tachan for life, shir number 52, Tuesday, Parshas Tazria Mitzayra, the 12th day of the Omer. We are discussing that for the future, a person always is tzipisa liYeshua. A person always waits for the Yeshua of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though for the past and the present, a person accepts with love what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, because that's the best for him. But for the future, a person is always tzipisa liYeshua. So we just wanted to add an explanation to what we said yesterday. Why is it so important for a person to constantly be tzipisa liYeshua? What's so terrible if he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you do is best, and I accept it. And that's his betachin. And the truth is that if a person truthfully means it, that he accepts totally what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that is a tremendously high level in betachin, and in Mirtz Hashem we will discuss that level. But we want to say now is that generally when a person says, I accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, he is not doing that level. And the reason is like this. Let's take an example. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, loses his job in the coronavirus, and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, obviously you don't want me to have parnasa, and I accept it. Sounds like a wonderful madrega. But the truth is it's not. Because if a person says that, then he thinks that the only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send him his parnasa is through his job. And if he can't perceive a way that the Ribbono Shel Olam can send him his parnasa a different way, so then he throws up his hands and he says, obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want me to have parnasa, and I accept it. And that is a terrible mistake. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need your eitzes how to give you parnasa. He can give you parnasa even if you don't have a job, and logically there is no way for you to get parnasa. The Ribbono Shel Olam can still send you parnasa. And that's the point over here. The reason why tzipisa liYeshua is so important is not that a person should have his own wants and ignore the Ribbono Shel Olam's mahalach in the Bria, chas v'shalom. That's not the point. The point is that the reason why a person is not tzipisa liYeshua is because he doesn't truthfully believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam can send him the Yeshua. That's why he's not waiting for it. And that is the truth. So that's why tzipisa liYeshua is so important. In any situation, even if a person is Rachmana Litzlan on his deathbed and he's almost nifter, a person should always be tzipisa liYeshua. The Ribbono Shel Olam can change any situation. And that is the bedrock of a Baal Betachin. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is not limited to my perception of how to get out of this problem. One of our listeners sent me a beautiful piece from the Kedushas Levi, and I just wanted to end off with what he writes over there. The Kedushas Levi mentions something that we've discussed before, that the way a person relates to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to him. And he says that if a person worries about his parnasa, and he's afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't send him parnasa, Rachmana Litzlan, the Ribbono Shel Olam might not send him his parnasa. But if a person has betachin and he says the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to send me my parnasa, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind and he will send him his parnasa. This doesn't only apply to parnasa, it applies to refuas, to any situation in life. And that's the point that we're saying here. If you are tzipisa liYeshua, you will get the Yeshua. Bikarei v'mirtz Hashem.